Good morning, WLLY listeners. This is Brother Amen Dave Moran. And the Amen Corner is on the air again. We'll have some good singing and music, as well as some old-time preaching. Amen. You can listen to WLLY anywhere you want to by going to WLLYradio.com. And it's all one word, WLLYradio.com. And just follow the instructions. This program is part of my personal ministry to see God's Word glorified. If I can plant a seed in your heart or water a seed already there, I pray God will give the increase. To God be the glory. Amen. So here is today's program. Okay, let's start off the program with some music. This is the Sapony Creek Players, and it's from Bruce Hall's and Friends program. Here we go, Prayer Bells of Heaven.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate Bruce asking us to come out and join us today on the radio program. And we got a few songs, good news we're going to share with you today. And the means of picking and singing, and we'll have a big time. We're going to call John up right now. We're going to do one called Prayer Bells of Heaven.
There in the mess, come to Jesus, I
Now here's another all-time favorite between Bruce and me and the program we've been on, When the Saints Go Marching In. Well, that was a fast song. Here's another fast song, one of my very favorites, page 10 in your songbook, Meeting in the Air.
Never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinner had refused to heed the call. There will be a mourning over wayward loved ones. There will be no lonely nights of pleading prayer. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at that meeting in the air.
Song we had none other than the great Bill Quigley on the piano. You could hear his style of playing there. Bruce Hall was on the harmonica. You could hear him at the end of the song saying I did a good job. And there's two choruses of me on there. I put a track on top of the track. I sang the regular alto or whatever, and then I sung a bass line in there too. Maybe it was tenor and bass, but I did two tracks in there, and it really blessed my soul to hear that song. That's so an old standby, page 10 in the songbook. The song says, "There the doubters will be missing altogether." Are you a doubter, my friend? It says, "All the skeptics will be absent on that day." Don't be a skeptic. There will be no grumblers present to disturb us. Please don't be one of them grumblers. And the Achans will be busy far away. Now, Achan was the one when the children of Israel were coming to the promised land, and they took Jericho. He had taken some gold and a Babylonian garment and silver, something like that, and hid it in his tent. And so he was the cursed, the Achans. Don't be an Achan either. Amen. It said, "There the saints will have his seal upon their foreheads, dressed in raiment none but ransomed ones can wear. They'll have on the wedding garments. All who have the wedding garments shall be present at that meeting in the air." My friend, I want you to be there at that meeting. I don't want to go there alone. Of course, I won't. There'll be a multitude there that no man could number, the Bible says. But I want you to be there too. I want you to make sure, you know, and be born again. Come to the Lord and get things ironed out. You just come as you are, and the Lord will take you in, and through His Word, through faith in His Word, He'll clean you up. He'll cause that his blood will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You'll be born again. It says, many things will there be missing in that meeting. In verse 2, for the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There's not going to be a mourner's bench. I don't know if a lot of people know what that is, but that would be a bench in the church. If you were mourning, if you were needing prayer, you would go to that bench and pray, and it was the mourner's bench. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, because all the sinners, it says, for the sinner had refused to heed the call. That's in that meeting in the air. There won't be any sinners up there to preach to. All the saints will be there. Praise the Lord. There will be no mourning over wayward loved ones. Are you still wayward today? You know, don't be that way. Come to the Lord. Straighten yourself out. And you don't really have to do much. Only believe on God, and He'll be the one that'll tell you what you need to do, you know, and what you need to give up. And I never missed a thing that I gave up for the Lord. I never missed one thing. I remember it was on April 7th, 1977, when I got saved. And that summer, I thought about beer, you know, because I was a beer drinker. Pretty much, especially in the summertime. I was never a very heavy drinker, but I thought about beer. But I knew that God was giving me so much joy, I didn't need one. I just didn't need it. It says, there'll be no mourning over wayward loved ones. There will be no lonely nights of pleading prayer. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at that meeting in the air.
Standing patiently drawing near, entrance within demanding, whose is this voice I hear? Sweetly the tones are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Sweetly the tones are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee.
Praise the Lord. This is the book of First Peter. We're going to be reading in the book of First Peter, chapter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, a stranger scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He's talking about being begotten again. You must be born again to see this kingdom of God, to an inheritance heretofore incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, to be revealed in the last time. And brothers and sisters, I believe we are in that very last time. In 6 we see, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. He was talking about the time wherein he was writing this scripture, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And very few people, I think, really understand that last little bit of that verse, joy unspeakable and full of glory. If you've ever experienced that in the Lord, then you know what I'm talking about, and you have experienced a great treat. If you have not experienced that yet, you are in for a treat. Just keep seeking God. And verse 9 here, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. In verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. I think here he's thinking of Isaiah 53, the book of Isaiah, and other scriptures, and in Psalms 22, certainly other places in the Bible where it testified of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. What wonderful things these are, you know, that Peter is talking about here. In 13 it says, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, and be sober, and hope to the end, for the grace which is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the formal lusts in your ignorance. When before you were saved, before you knew about the Lord, you were ignorant. But now you have to be obedient children. Verse 15, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And conversation here is the older use of the word, meaning also conduct. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's what God told Abraham. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, your vain conduct, received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. In other words, warmly and fervently, as a flame. We need to love one another, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, something that doesn't pass away, something that doesn't fail, doesn't get corrupted or decayed, something incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. God's word never changes. It's always there. His word is settled in heaven, the Bible says. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. This is the truth of God, that by the word of the Lord it endures forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. In other words, this scripture and all the scripture are pointing you to the true salvation that God has provided in his Son Jesus. And that is the end of chapter 1.
This has been the Amen Corner radio program with Dave Moran. This program is on the air each Saturday from 10:30 to 11. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're looking for a home church or a church to visit, come to our services here at Harbor Light Holiness Church on Highway 42 East, just about 2 miles from Wilson, on the left-hand side, just past Tarts Mill Road. Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m. and evening service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek service is at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so you can come and visit. Brother Irvin Lewis is our pastor. He'll be very happy to see you there. We are having our first revival of the year beginning January 28th through February 2nd with Brother Ricky Bledsoe. Mark your calendar now and plan to be here with us. I know you'll get a blessing.